I have a question for you.
Guess what? What? Chicken butt.
Okay, our next story really is about chicken butts, but there is some serious science attached to this. Joining us now is regular Pulse contributor Dr. Bethany Brookshire. She's a science writer and educator for Science News and also writes for Eureka Lab. She blogs under the name SciCurious. Bethany has a knack for finding the strangest science experiments and studies under the sun, and she shares them with us. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, this chicken butt thing, what is this all about?
Well, I actually found the video just going around the internet, and it's this hilarious looping YouTube video of this chicken walking. First, you see a normal chicken walking, and it says control. And then you see experimental chicken. And the experimental chicken is walking with what looks like a toilet plunger attached to its butt.
Okay.
I found that actually this is a paper by Grossi et al. It's a group that was based in Chile, and they were actually looking at the biomechanics of how chickens and how dinosaurs may have walked. As we all know, birds nowadays are evolutionarily related to dinosaurs. And birds don't really have big, long tails like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs had these big, long, muscular tails. How would having something so big and weighty on the end change the way that an animal walks and stands? So to figure this out, Grossi et al. Actually attached tails to chickens.
Oh, so that's the toilet plunger looking thing?
Yes, it's actually attached via a Velcro jacket, which they informed me were not very sexy. And they put these on the chickens actually from the time that they were 3 days old. And they checked to see how this changed the way chickens stand and walk.
And what did they find?
They found that the tail, the weight of the tail, actually kind of shifts the chicken backward a little. It kind of makes them stand up more. And this means that when they walk, they actually move more, if anything, more like humans. They actually move more from the hip. So their thighs move more. And this confirmed a lot about what scientists have hypothesized about the way that many theropod dinosaurs may have moved.
So by doing all this, the ultimate goal was to learn something about how dinosaurs walked.
That is the ultimate goal. And we have a lot of computer models that can kind of, you know, look at this and take it into account. But a computer model is only as good as the data you put into it. So you have to get that data, which means that you need to put a wooden tail on a chicken's butt.
Dr. Bethany Brookshire is a science writer and educator for Science News, and she blogs under the name SciCurious.